This Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc is delicious. Do you want a sip? Your loss. This might be the only time you get to taste something this expensive. Such a sorry sight before me. Kneeling on a rug that's worth more than you'll ever make in your life. Restrained by just a few bits of magic. How adorable that you thought a little gutter mouse like yourself would be able to steal willy-nilly from a dragon's lair. And to think, my evening was going to be fairly quiet. I was going to finish my glass of wine, do a bit of paperwork I didn't get to, then scry on a few people. It was shaping up to be a rather calm evening until I felt you. Did you think you were being sneaky? That I wouldn't sense you entering my manor? A little tip of advice to you. If you're planning on stealing from an elven enchantress like me, you might want to be a little bit more careful when you break in. That cheap little lock on the window? You know, the one that you were able to quickly break? Yeah, that one. It was rigged with magic. Could feel the shocks of electricity shooting out from the ring right here. I was alerted the very second you entered this place. Your simple action of breaking that cheap, flimsy lock told me everything I need to know about you. Do you know what it said? It said that you're desperate. A bit of an amateur as well. You didn't bring a proper lock-picking kit, so it tells me you're a bit crude, maybe even impulsive. You saw a giant manor like this, probably saw the outline of my figure in the window, the sheer dressing gown and messy hair in a bun, and you figured I was going to sleep, you know. An easy gig for a pesky rat like yourself. You thought you could get in and get out without being noticed. You're too stupid for your own good. Thinking a place like this wouldn't be under lock and key? And still, you crawled through that godforsaken window into the north wing. Clumsily walking directly into my galleria, taking in Le Cadeau d'Empathie by Gold Jones, stumbling against the sculpture of Peaceful Demand, pausing in front of Blood of Pleasure by Scarlet Lovelace. You were so distracted by all of the art around you, taking in the magnificence of my place. You didn't even notice the scrying eye in the corner of the galleria, did you? And then, for some reason, you started to grope my statue of the creature of despair. How odd. Your hand running all over the body, the cracks in the porcelain, seeing if you can fit it in your pocket or something. With all the noise you were making, you would think you were home alone in this place. But you weren't. I was right upstairs, watching you fumble your way around like some blind deer, not realizing what kind of danger you were actually in. So oblivious to your own shortcomings. You started to walk towards the front of the room. That's when you took notice of a small painting entitled Euphorique by Iara. For some reason, because you saw the frame was so fancy. You tried to see if there was something behind it, didn't you? It was almost endearing to watch you think I would be that lazy. Only a simple-minded fool like yourself would think of storing valuables in something so primitive. It was almost adorable to watch you fumble your way around the frame, looking behind it, underneath it, pressing it like a button was going to pop out. You even triple-checked the wall, making sure there were no outlines of a hidden door or compartment or something. Your mind was really in overdrive because you couldn't accept the fact that someone wouldn't hide their valuables in one of the most obvious locations. See, I don't ever plan on being robbed, but because of thieves like yourself, I have to be prepared for anything. Your attempt at stealing would almost be cute if it wasn't so pitiful. Perhaps your greatest setback of all was thinking you could enter my house, that you were worthy of touching my things. You don't even deserve to breathe the same air that I do, to step on the same ground that has touched my feet. Consider this a mercy on your part. Do you know what happens when a guard catches a sad mouse like yourself? For a crime like this, it's not going to be just throwing you in a jail cell for a bit, letting you think about what you did wrong. And a fine might cover the damages, but that doesn't really teach you a lesson. A violation of this caliber is personal. The guards would start with your pinky finger, slowly taking each and every digit on both of your hands until nothing is left. That way you couldn't commit another atrocious crime. It's a guarantee you'll never be able to break into another building again. But that's not where it's going to end. No, no, no. Then they'll tattoo your cheek, a symbol for anyone who looks at you to know exactly what kind of a person you are. You'll never work another honest day in your life. But let's be real. You were never going to do that anyway, were you? After the tattooing, the judge will probably shove you in some dark room. No windows, one gross meal of porridge a day as you slowly wither away. And one day they'll bring you out in front of the city, parade you around. People will look on at your emancipated body as they drape a bag over your head. Then it's just a quick short drop from the gallows, and you'll become a cautionary tale for the townspeople. Your name will be passed around by children out of fear of what could happen to them. Groups of travelers will discuss the politics, wondering if the judgment matched the crime. But it won't matter because you won't be here with us anymore. Luckily for you, I am not without mercy. I've been known for my kindness from time to time. The quickness with which you entered the Galleria, the determination with which you explored my masterpieces. Even now, with a defiant glimmer in your eye, oh, you amuse me, Mouse. Others might be turned off by your audacity, but to me, it's a brilliant, shining thing. Something I can polish and turn into something better. Would you like to hear my offer? It seems you know what is good for you, little mouse. That bodes very well for your future. I would be willing to let you serve out your sentence here. You know, instead of the future I described to you, I would be open to letting you stay here as my pet. I've been looking for some companionship, and you seem like a fun challenge for me, little mouse. You will not be a prisoner. Instead, you'll be reshaped, molded into something new, something better. You have potential, mouse. You're just not using it right. Of course, it will not be all fun and games staying with an enchantress like me. There will be rules you are expected to follow, tasks that I expect you to be able to perform, outfits you will wear regardless of your own opinion. You will be a living, breathing pet. You will learn what it means to submit, but more importantly, what it means to serve. You'll get comfortable with a day of honest work, not this sad excuse of a robbery. You don't know what it takes to be a five-star thief, but you have the makings of a proper pet. I'll show you what it means to actually be useful. And, perhaps most importantly, I will break you of those annoying thieving habits. They never really did help you. That annoying little behavior, all it did was bring you to your knees before me. Somewhere you seem very comfortable, might I add. Here with me, you will exchange your lifetime of squalor, your bad habits, all those nasty little things that keep you up at night for a life of dedicated, comfortable service. It's your choice. Would you prefer the losing of digits and the tattoo, only to have your end be met at the gallows? Or would you prefer to become a useful member of society and actually learn something? You don't have much time to consider. Unlike my mercy, my patience is wearing thin. What is it going to be, little mouse? I knew you had a brain in there somewhere. Obviously, you have the chance to be great. Maybe even become a little bit smarter. And you need all the intelligence you can get, pet. I'm going to go over the rules with you, but not like this. You won't learn anything simply by me telling you so. With a snap of my fingers, you find yourself naked. Since you belong to me now, there's no reason your body should be hidden from my view. You're mine, which means that your body is mine to do as I please with. Another snap and you find your hands shifted behind your back in a spreader bar between your legs, exposing your sensitive hole to the warm air. Oh, you can't help the shiver that courses throughout your body. Another snap and you feel a wetness that wasn't there before. A second later, heat starts to churn in your gut as your hole relaxes for me. Because you touched my stuff, it's only fair that I get to touch you back. With a final snap, you see an ethereal cock appear over my skirt. You'll have to earn the right to feel me without anything in the way. For now, let's worry about you learning the rules. Fuck. Oh, that's tight and warm and wet. Yes. Thank God you took my deal. Would have been a waste of a perfectly good fuck pet to have you sent to the gallows. Oh, instantly clenching around me. It's all right. Just relax. I'll start moving in a second. When I think you can actually take it. Why don't you look down instead? You see what I see, don't you? Yeah. The glowing outline of my cock inside you. That's how deep I am. Why don't you put your hand over it? Touch it? How does it feel, little mouse? You like it, don't you? Then you're gonna like this even more. Oh, yeah. Starting to move. You instantly make a noise. You like how my strap feels, don't you? All stretched perfectly around it. You're going to learn to always be open and ready for me. But I'm getting ahead of myself. If we're going to be going over the rules, we should start at the very top. Otherwise, it's never going to stick in your head. At least this way, I have a chance at you being useful. And if you fail, then I guess we're just going to have to go over the rules again. I can do this as much as you need to. It's all up to you and that tiny brain of yours. I know thinking too much probably hurts you. You know, with you not being the sharpest tool in the shed and all. It must have been so humiliating to be caught like this. Magically bound by your owner. All you can do is take it when you're restrained in this position, huh? At least you're finally having some sort of a purpose. You're making me feel good. Which brings me to your first rule. You are no longer allowed to speak unless you're spoken to first. This rule may change once you show me that I can trust you. But as things are, you have not earned the privilege to speak freely. You'll have to earn that like the rest of my staff. You have limited responses when you're with me. Your 5 phrases you may respond with are... Yes, my lady. No, my lady. Thank you, my lady. Please, my lady. And finally, I beg your forgiveness, my lady. Let's hear you try. Say, yes, my lady. Oh, very good. Now it's time for you to say, no, my lady. Perfect. Now it's time to try. Thank you, my lady. Look at you. Getting the hang of it so quickly. Say please, my lady. Sounds amazing. Now your final one. I beg your forgiveness, my lady. Well done, little mouse. Now do it again, but this time all at once. Repeat after me. Say yes, my lady. No, my lady. Thank you, my lady. Please, my lady. And I beg your forgiveness, my lady. Go on. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's like music to my ears, Bats. Proud of you for actually being able to learn something like manners. I was worried you would try to fight me on this, but it seems all your fight has left. You just want to make a good impression on your new owner, don't you? That's right. You'll fit in quite nicely here if you're this determined to make things right. Or maybe it's just because my strap is in you and it feels so good to be fucked. With the way you're clenching around me, feeling my dressing robe against your bare skin. You're feeling good, aren't you? My hands steady your hips to keep you in place as I continue to pound into you. You're doing a good job, which means you're ready for your second rule. You are not allowed to look at me unless you're given permission. Your eyes will remain downcast at all times. It not only shows respect to the lady of the house, but it's a way to humble yourself. You're not privy to look at me yet. Just like you're not allowed to touch me. I can touch you all I want, but not vice versa. You're my pet, and you do as you're told. We are not equals, and we will never be fucking equals. You don't think for yourself, and that's how you got yourself in this mess. Now I'm in control, and that leash, oh, it's gotten a lot tighter. Your next rule is you will address everyone with an honorific. Because everyone is above you now, you must show your respect as well as your status. You will respond with whatever that person's preferred honorific is. For me, it's my lady. Now you have permission to talk. Tell me how grateful you are for this chance at a reformation, Mouse. Oh, very good, Bats. I didn't think you were going to be able to learn this quickly. Maybe you do have some intelligence. Though I'm inclined to believe it's only because you're being fucked. You know how to behave yourself when you have a cock inside you. Now, for your fourth rule. You will thank me for your discipline. You will be grateful for being given a second chance. You will never forget what could have happened to you. You will humble yourself every day for my entertainment. You will be thankful that you have a chance to redeem yourself. Not everyone of my status would be so lenient with you, Mouse. Oh, your lack of remorse about the act. Oh, that would be enough to seal your fate for most people. Fortunately for you, I'm kind. I'm generous. And I know potential when I see it. You're going to enjoy being my companion, my beloved pet. Which brings me to your fifth and final rule. Your pleasure is mine to give and mine to withhold. Do you understand that, Bet? You do not get to touch yourself, nor do you have permission to touch me. If you're good, I'll let you feel that way. If you misbehave, then I'll take it away. I'll dangle it above your head to remind you of everything that could have been. Oh, it's how I'll teach you to be respectable. You will learn to appreciate this kind of servitude. Your pleasure is a reward, not a guarantee. You've been spoiled. You're going to learn to appreciate this kind of servitude. Oh, yes. Only good pets get to feel like this. So you need to learn how to behave yourself. Blind obedience is what I expect from you, Mouse. Oh, fuck. Almost there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, just a bit more. Clench around me. Show me that you can take it. That you want it. My gut feels so good, doesn't it? Oh, then show me how good it feels. Come on, my gut. Just like this. No extra touching. No extra instructions. Come for me, Mouse. You can do it. Oh, yeah. Let it all out. Go with me. Oh, there you go. Coming on my command. Seems you're already trained in that aspect, aren't you? You are proving to be an amazing investment for me. Maybe I should be thanking you for your little adventure tonight. If you weren't stupid and bold enough to try to steal from the Galleria, I would have never found my newest companion. Once I'm finished molding you into the perfect pet, you're going to wonder why you were ever living such a sad life. I can guarantee whatever I have here, it's leagues better than whatever you've been doing. You know, struggling to get by, hustling, all that not so legal stuff. It never really gave you a living. It never really made you comfortable, did it? It's all right. Tonight, you will sleep on the ottoman by the foot of my bed. It's comfortable enough for you. Much better than the cold ground you were probably camping out on. And when the first cracks of sunlight shine through the windows, you will wake your perky ass up and get to cleaning this entire place. In the first room you're going to head into, it's the Galleria. You know, the one you broke into? You are going to wipe down every statue, every frame, every painting that you touched. You're going to polish everything until you can see your pathetic, shame-filled reflection on every damn surface. And if I find even a fingerprint on my porcelain, I will do something far worse to you than those guards ever could. So welcome to your new life, my precious pets. It's far better than you ever deserved.